Hi, everybody. My name is Hafa Lombardino, and this is Translation Confessional. What is the most fundamental tool translators have? Yes, our language. And we must be the grammar and spelling police, not only when we're working on a project, but also when we're communicating with clients or interacting with peers online. We must use our language as well at all times. With that in mind, one tool I've been using for a while now, and I do use it constantly, is Grammarly. I've activated it on my email so I don't make any mistakes when sending a message to a client. I also have it available to me in Google Drive, so I can use it when reviewing my students' translations into English or when I'm writing my own articles and brainstorming podcast episodes. And because I do translate into English very often, the premium version helps me keep my last draft sharp and ready for delivery. If you'd like to try out the world's best automated proofreader, visit bit.ly/tc-grammar. It's easy to remember. TC stands for Translation Confessional, followed by grammar. Once again, you can visit Grammarly at bit.ly/tc-grammar. Keep your English sharp. Transcription services. Today, I'd like to talk about a language-related task that can help you diversify your services: audio transcriptions. As the name suggests, audio transcriptions involve transcribing the contents of a recorded audiovisual file. I say audiovisual because you could be provided an audio file, such as MP3, or a video file, such as MP4, and be asked to transcribe the contents of that recording. Now, it may sound pretty obvious, but that's not always the case. Some clients may request transcription services when they don't have an actual recording. If they're planning for a live transcription, that's something else entirely. When the transcription takes place in court during a live session, they would actually need a certified court reporter or stenographer who uses a device called stenograph to enter the contents of a live court session into the official record. That's something else entirely, and I will not be covering that in this episode. The same is true when clients request transcriptions when they mean live captioning. That is, if there's a live remote event that will need to be captioned live either in the source language or in the target language. This kind of work also requires a special device like a stenograph and a particular set of skills. If the caption is done in a language different from the one being spoken live, then it's called Communication Access Real-Time Translation, or CART for short. Once again, that's not the straight-up transcription I'm talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yet another misunderstanding when clients request audiovisual services is that they may be actually expecting subtitles to be added to a recorded video file, not a transcription document per se. And there are clients who expect us to listen to an audiovisual material in the source language and type it in the target language. Once again, that's not transcription, but an audio-to-text translation, because you will effectively be listening to the audio recording and then typing the equivalent contents in another language after translating it in your head, so to speak. Well, these are the misunderstandings that you have to clear up before you accept a transcription request. It mostly comes down to talking to the client and asking the right questions to understand exactly what their expectations are, so you can better understand whether you can effectively meet those expectations, or if they should work with someone else who is actually qualified to provide the services they need. Now that I got that out of the way and I talked about what transcriptions are not, I'll go through some information on what transcriptions are and what you could expect when learning about this segment to get ready to offer this additional service to current and potential clients in order to diversify yourself. Still using your inbox to manage your translation jobs? Still doing all of your accounting from Excel? Manually creating your financial reports? Using who knows how many different tools to run your translation business? LSP Expert is a client management, project management, and accounting tool for translators. You can create and send quotes, manage your rates and services for each client, manage projects, and send invoices all from one place. It automatically creates financial reports for you, so you always know the health of your business. Ready to stop wasting time on admin and start spending more time translating? Try LSP Expert for free for 30 days. Just type lsp.expert into your preferred browser and use the code HAFA for 15% off a new yearly subscription. Once again, the code is RAFA. Take control of your translation business admin today. When you receive a recorded audio or video file, you need to know what kind of transcription your client is expecting to receive in a Word document. They may need it to be verbatim. That is, every single sound you hear in the original must be reproduced in the document. This will involve what we call tags, which are special kind of markers that contextualize the audio. For example, you may have to indicate when someone coughs, sneezes, speaks louder or softly. You must also indicate whether there are any noises, such as a phone ringing or something dropping on the ground. Punctuation is also used to help you contextualize the audio contents, including ellipses for pause or hesitation and two short dashes for interruption. Oral markers may be indicated by angle, square, or curly brackets, and the punctuation used may also vary. It all comes down to being consistent in studying your client's style guide or using an industry standard to make sure your transcriptions are done correctly. Besides verbatim transcriptions, you can also have what we call intelligent transcriptions because they're lightly edited and may have oral markers removed because there's no need to contextualize the audio setting. Still, they are pretty literal, and this kind of transcription is intended to streamline the content better and make it easier for readers of the transcribed document. As for edited transcriptions, they go a step further and include some changes to the transcribed material, such as removing hesitation that don't really add anything to the understanding of its contents, or correcting grammar errors, for example. The main purpose of edited transcriptions is to prepare the contents for general consumption, such as for publication of audio contents in text format in an article or website, so people who didn't attend a live event can have access to it in written format. You can also have summarized transcriptions, which are not literal at all, but more intended to give readers the gist of what the audio recording is about. And lastly, we have paraphrased transcriptions, which are similar to summarized transcriptions, but written in the third person. If you're interested in learning more about the transcription segment so you can better position yourself and offer this additional service in the near future, I wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that I've developed a 4-chapter course for Linguist Education Online, LEO, where students will get a complete overview of this subject, including the following: the different kinds of transcription, where to find standards to use in verbatim transcriptions, how to set up a Word document to make it easier for clients to read through the transcribed material, how to add timestamps to a transcribed file, what programs or platforms you can use to streamline your work, some tricks to cut down the time you spend typing the contents of an audio file, where to find transcription projects, the questions you must ask clients to make sure you're meeting their expectations, and how to negotiate transcription projects. I'm leaving a link in this episode's description so you know where to sign up for the LEO class and become a transcriptionist in your working languages. Send me an email at rlombardino@wordawareness.com or leave a voice message on my anchor page. If I get enough feedback and voice messages, I can go back to the subject and post a special podcast episode with everyone's opinion on this very same theme. By the way, my anchor page is anchor.fm/translation-confessional. I look forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned for weekly episodes and subscribe to Translation Confessional through your favorite podcast app.